Actually, traveling has been part of my life. I travel a lot. I have to deliver speeches. MashaAllah, you're also a speaker, and Adnan Bhai is an Adhan. When you have to perform and deliver, then your rest is very important. It really counts. In case you're tired, then you'll find it difficult to recite Naat, especially when you have to deliver speech. It really becomes hard. And when you have to deliver speech, firstly, you have to deliver. And secondly, you must have energy. Once Nigrani Shura mentioned a beautiful point. I still remember and focus that a lot. Just for the sake of an example, especially for speakers. Whatever I'm talking now, if this will have energy, this energy will transmit. This will transmit to you as well as to viewers. If I just sit like this, quiet, I'm tired. Brother Salman, I've just gone. After a little while, these cameramen will also sleep, as well as viewers. Your energy is transmitted to others. They also get energized. Program Zehni Azmaish as an example. I do many programs, but that program requires extra energy. When you are energetic, kids and audience, they also say Subhanallah. And it is heard that even at homes, people get enthusiastic and excited. I would like to mention one point for speakers. Speakers should make their mindset. They have to do their best while performing for 1 hour or two, but they have to do with full energy. You should forget your tiredness for a while. You have to gather that energy for that specific performance. It also depends upon concentration and focus. Like today, I have made my mindset that I'll get rest in the night. When I know this, it helps me to deliver with full enthusiasm and energy.
So you have enlightened the hope of rest, which you have kept before you, and you know that there will be rest at the end of the day.
It's just like you're sure you'll get rewards, so you should do your best.
MashaAllah, marhaba, marhaba.